No, that's exactly how it is. So it was, we were the walking dead, not knowing that we were alive.
Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit.
I'm Savannah.
And I am Misha.
I am 26.
Yes, I'm 25. I'm turning 26 later. Oh, this month in May.
Yes, and we are actually in a hotel room in Traverse City, Michigan.
Yes.
For her birthday trip.
Sitting in our pajamas.
Yes.
And I have on a bonnet, and Savannah has her own face cream.
Yep. And this is amazing because there's no video, which I'm used to. Fun fact about me, I used to make YouTube videos.
Yes.
If you didn't know. We are from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
And we've been friends for how long now?
It has to be over 10 years. Definitely over 10 years.
Yeah.
I would
no,
say...
because we had our 10-year anniversary already, remember? Because you posted
about
it. I said
over 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Probably, what, 15?
14? Wait, no. Like, 14? 11 or 12, I think.
Oh.
Not that anybody cares. But, yes. Literally, we've always felt like we need to do something with our friendship.
Yes.
So. Because it's, like, a gift from God.
Yes, so this is it.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit about this.
Yes.
But, basically, we need to introduce old us, because this podcast is about the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit.
Of course.
We both met when we were both living in the flesh.
Awesome.
Yes. So, we should just briefly describe old us.
Yes, I'll go first.
Go for it.
I was selfish. I was always disappointed. What's another word? Oh, I was addicted to lust.
Oh.
Literally.
She said it.
What else? I was mean, angry, yeah. All the things. Oh, all the things. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Selfish really hit home for me when you said that. Mm-hmm. and when you said disappointed, like I would wake up every day waiting for other people to give me a good day.
That's crazy.
And then I would go to bed every night disappointed that nobody met my expectations for the day.
So sad to live like that.
Just pretty much grew up a Christian my whole life. Probably really self-righteous, like, and prideful. And then getting in a relationship really young with Brayden.
Yeah.
And it just started plummeting. I basically described it as a tornado. We were a tornado and just brought havoc wherever we went. And, like, never thought we would struggle with purity. You know, we're going to remain pure until marriage and all this stuff. And that didn't exactly go as planned. And then just living with so much shame and guilt and feeling far away from God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shame and guilt definitely was a huge part of my story. For sure.
So,
but not anymore.
Yeah. Should we stay in the death for a minute?
Sure.
How was your relationship to God in the old way?
I think I have trouble mapping that because I feel like I thought it was good.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
And that's the thing.
We didn't know we were walking in the flesh.
No.
Maybe we should explain. Like, we were saved.
Yeah.
Had been made into new creations, but we were still living according to the flesh.
Exactly.
And we're just so passionate because I feel like so much of the body of Christ is just walking according to the flesh, even though they've been new creations to walk in the spirit, but they just don't know.
So it's almost like walking dead.
Yes. The walking dead.
We're like the walking dead.
Legit. And it's just not a good look. And then it was like, it's just hopeless. Like, it was kind of just like, what's even the point of being a Christian when, like, all I do is feel bad about what I'm doing and I can never meet expectations of myself. Like, God's always disappointed in me. Like, it'd be better off just not. Then I don't have to feel shame.
Yeah.
Or, like, not even telling people, like, why am I going to spread the gospel when it's just going to get people to live in shame and condemnation?
No, that's exactly how it is. So it was, we were the walking dead, not knowing that we were alive.
Wow. The Holy Spirit has been activated.
We have gone to another level.
At 11:06 p.m. He showed up.
Literally. Praise the Lord. Okay. But that's how it was. That literally describes it perfectly.
Yeah. And God was basically just, like, there to meet my needs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was there to make sure that my life was in order and that my life was okay. And then if my life was not going according to what I thought was good, then God was failing me and couldn't be trusted.
Yeah. I definitely was disappointed in God for a lot of my life, not knowing that I was disappointed in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think it came out in more so of my actions than my words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way I viewed him was all out of whack. So, therefore, and it's all because I viewed myself out of whack. Yeah. So, like, I can never see him properly. Yes. So,
you were alienated in your mind.
Exactly.
Like, in the garden. And what's crazy is we didn't know.
No.
Like, we did not know.
And I was like, and what, but the crazy thing about it is that even going through life like that, I don't know, I'm thankful at the fact that, like, I knew to some extent, like, one day I won't have to think like this anymore.
You did?
Yeah.
Even back then, you
did? Yeah. Like, I will always tell myself, like, when I would get in arguments with my parents, I would be like, I know this is not the way I'm supposed to act. Like, there was always that back thought in me that was like, no, like, I know this isn't right, but I don't know how to fix it. And I don't know. But I always thought, like, that one day, I won't be doing this anymore.
Yes. Isn't that so true? Like, we all knew that something was wrong, I guess, but nobody knew how to make it right.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's so much of, like, just Christianity in general. Like, we'll go to conference after conference or, like, worship nights. Like, we were there.
Oh, yeah. We were there.
We were at it all trying to get, like, a touch from God or, like, the answer, you know, like, to level up, and always just disappointed because, like, what we wanted never happened, and we had it the whole time. We just didn't know.
The whole time.
So.
That's just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's just scratching the surface.
I'm sure we'll have, like, a whole episode about each of our, like, our testimonies or whatever. But, yeah, basically just we were walking in the flesh together. And then we got free. How did we get free? So maybe we should start with me.
Yeah.
So I heard basically that we are free from sin probably like 4 years ago. And when I heard it, I knew. I was like, this is the truth. Like, the Bible says it. It has to be this way. But it, to me, it was always like, okay, Jesus set me free from sin, so now I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, all on me still to live free from sin. And then when I would sin, I would be like, well, I'm not, I guess I can't do it. Like, I could never get, I always describe it like I was from trying to go from 0% to 100%, and I could only ever get to 90%. But there was always that 10%, like, I couldn't reach it. Like, no matter how hard I tried, how much time I spent with God, like, it didn't matter. I would still, like, fail.
Yeah.
And so I basically let my life circumstances speak louder than truth and just, I don't know, just lived in that state for like 4 years. And then I asked God for community and he brought Love Reality me, which was like an online community, and they did this whole Zoom tour, and they were talking about forgiveness, which was like a big thing for me. I couldn't forgive people. Like, I had a record of wrongs and it would come up all the time, like in the shower. Record of wrongs. How people have wronged me, like, you know, out of nowhere. And, you know, have you ever had an argument with someone in the shower?
No.
No? Like, pretended to have an argument?
No.
Maybe, like, in my head, not, like, actually.
Side comment. Like, you know how people, when they're like, I see in the shower. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just not that person. Really? Okay. I literally just shower.
I don't think I don't talk out loud, but just like, you know, like you're an argument that you had and then you're like, man, I should have said this.
Oh, I do that in the car.
Okay. Yeah. For okay. sure. Like that sort of thing. For stuff that had happened like 6 years ago or something. Oh, yeah. Like so stupid. And anyway, so I'm on this breakout room and it was about forgiveness and I was like, yeah, I just feel like that's like a hang up for me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm still struggling. And Christian Aparicio was in there and he said, but you already have forgiveness. That's and so good. It set me free. His simple comment of that I already, because I was looking for what I had to do to attain this thing that I wanted. And he told me what I already had. And then it just like opened. I was just laying in bed one night like, I am holy. I am holy. Like, I am free from sin. I'm righteous and I'm holy. Yeah. And at the time, Brayden was like, I don't know that you're allowed to say that. Because he wasn't quite sure. Like, it was all new to him, too. And then, it was just this realization that it's easy to be myself.
Yeah.
When I know, I'm not saying I'm holy in myself. But because of Jesus, yes. Because I'm a new creation in Christ, I have been made holy and righteous and all of these things. And I'm not trying to attain these things. Mm-hmm. They're already mine. And so, like, it's not, it's easy to become something, it's easy to be who you already are. So, yeah. Like, I was like, wow, I'm just free to be me, like, holy and righteous and pure and free from sin. Like, I'm not trying to become something. And I just, like, received it. And then Brayden came up with the cups demonstration.
Yes.
And that's where Misha's story comes into play.
Yes. So, I was at Savannah's house. She had started a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And so this was like the first one, I think.
Yeah.
This was like,
I was like, you know, all of these Love Reality people don't live here. So I'm yes. We're going to make our own community of people walking in the Spirit. Yes.
And so, but prior to that day, like I was seeing you walk through this. Okay. So obviously we're super close. And so, like, I was seeing you, like, walk through this, and you would send me, like, Dan Moeller videos, and, mm-hmm. like, you'll be like, listen to this podcast.
Yeah. And I thought you were vibing the whole time.
Which is crazy, because I was. The problem is that, like, I had pride that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know.
You don't know until you know.
That's why it's deception.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And so, like, I, like, when you would send me, like, Dan Moeller videos, like, I knew that was right. Again, like, what I said before, like, there was always that part of me, like, I know that, like, the way I'm living is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then when you would send me, like, Dan Moeller videos, I'm like, I immediately knew. Like, that is truth. Like, that is exactly how I'm supposed to live.
Yes.
And stuff like that. And so, but living the way we were living before, it was just kind of like a mind twist, I guess, I was going through, because it was just like a battle between, like, is this real? Is this true? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just like, I don't know, those types of thoughts were running through my head.
You want it to be true.
Yes.
It's almost too good to be true.
Yes.
And then you go out other places and you hear something different.
Exactly.
And you're like, what? But then you go to the Bible and it's like right there, Romans 6, if anyone's curious.
Yes.
That we have been
and so
free.
It's crazy because I never read the Bible, so who knew what the Bible meant? I know what it said. I just based it off other people.
Yeah.
In hopes that I was being taught well.
Yeah, that's so scary. We'd go from conference to conference,
literally,
listen to what anybody had to say,
oh,
believed it was true, and try to apply it to our lives in some way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So true.
And so, anyway, we were so fast back to your house, and Brayden was like, hey, I wanted to show you these cups, and I remember you were like, why do you need to show her? She's already free. And I was like, you literally said that. And I was like, no, I'm not. And so I remember, like, he took me out, whatever. And, like, I was fine. And he's showing me these things. And again, like, I've heard these things, but so it wasn't.
Tell him what the cups are. Just so, a brief overview.
He took a cup that's, like, dirty inside, like, filthy. And then he had another clean cup, pure, untouched, that type of thing. And then he would describe that, like, this is how, what you thought you were. Mm-hmm. But the clean cup is how you actually are seen, mm-hmm, through God's eyes, basically.
And we're not both.
And we're not both. Yes. We were always, and we've always been the pure cup. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there, whatever, like listening to this. And we were outside for a while. And at first, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then at some point, I stopped hearing him speak. I don't know where I stopped hearing him speak. But then God, I like heard Holy Spirit tell me, like, you have pride. And that was the first time, like, I've ever been corrected by God in my life.
Wow.
And because before I was, oh yeah, old Misha was like, I could not be corrected anyway.
Yeah, me either.
And like, you cannot tell me anything was wrong with
me. The
flesh
can't be corrected.
I immediately was defensive. I would get angry, like, you don't know me. That's what God doesn't say that about me. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Chinese guys, you know. But that's just how it was. And for the first time, I was, like, actually corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it was different this time. Because I was, like, I don't know what happened in that moment. But I was, like, I'm about to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was no longer, like, correction is bad. Like, no, correction is love. And you should be happy to be corrected because, you know, transformation is going to come after.
Yes.
And so when I was sitting there, I was like, what is happening to me? And then I just start crying when Brayden said, like, you've always been the pure cup.
Yes.
And that.
After Jesus.
Yes.
Right. But like our whole Christian life, we've spent being the pure cup, but still believing we're the dirty cup.
Correct.
So we continue to live like a dirty cup.
Because
sin looks like it belongs in there.
Yes.
But if you know you're the pure cup and you get sin in there, you're like, this doesn't belong.
But it's
and you
also
get rid of that.
But it's also because I looked at my what's the word? My actions.
Oh yeah.
Instead of what was accomplished by his action.
Oh yeah.
And so that's what inhibited me, is because I always looked at me and it was about him.
Legit.
Like that's what my life is based upon.
He did it all.
Is him, not me. And so when he said, you're the pure cup, I said, no way. And I start crying. And I remember I was holding JoJo. And he was like, do you want me to take her? And I felt really exposed, like, for the first time ever. Because, like, I was like, I'm crying so he knows I didn't have it. But like in a good way though, and yeah. I felt exposed, and I was like, no, you don't have to take her, she's fine.
You're like, I just need a minute.
Yeah. And so then I come back and you're in the house or whatever, and I'm sitting on the couch, and then you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, but I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I just need a moment, because I knew, like, I never had that happen ever in my life, where to the point, like, I don't know what's going on, but I know that
something happened.
Something in me,
yeah,
shifted. And, like, I was like, I don't know what shifted,
yeah,
at the time.
The veil.
But the veil removed. Literally was removed, and from that day forward. And, like, I can't imagine living life again.
No way. Yeah, there's, yeah, no going back, dude. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, so... That's
there's
pretty
just,
much.
There is no going back. And it's crazy because on the way here, we were driving for like 6 hours, so we were talking a lot.
Yes.
And it was like, this is the only way that the Bible makes sense. Like, we are either holy, pure, and righteous because Jesus made us that way, or
yeah,
we're not.
Or we're not.
We're not 0% to 10% to 20% yeah, holy to 40% free from sin. Hopefully someday then when we die, we get 100%.
Yeah.
Like, based off of our own efforts. Like, mm, we know that it's by grace through faith.
Yeah.
Or by faith through, I don't know.
By grace through faith.
Yeah.
By faith through grace.
I don't know, man. One of those. But, like, I either am or I'm not.
Yeah.
And he says that I am, so same. I'm going to believe it. Yeah. You know? And then allow that to transform your life.
Yeah.
So what is life like now? The new us. Mm-hmm. Life in the spirit.
You want to go first?
Sure. Life is good. I wake up every day knowing that I'm free from sin and that I don't have to sin and I'm not planning to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like this burden lifted. Like, I'm not worried about what I'm going to do that day. Like, I can trust myself because I have a new heart and I have the mind of Christ. And then if I stumble, I can renew my mind
yeah.
and be like, whoa, that wasn't who I am. Like, there's always a way out.
Yeah.
And it's, Brayden always describes it as, like, the world is being condemned downwards. And the Christian is being convicted upwards.
I love that.
Yeah, and convicted is just, like, to strongly believe something. So, like,
yeah.
if we're corrected now, it's, I'm corrected of my righteousness.
Yes.
I'm not convicted of sin downwards. I'm not condemned for my sin downwards. I'm convicted of my righteousness upwards.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's like the only way to live. It is a perspective shift.
For sure.
Where nothing about our lives changed at all. Like, nope. We still have the same hardships. I still have two little babies that are a lot to take care of.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it's all about my perspective. Like, the past 2 days before the trip, I was allowing it to get to me. Like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just getting frustrated. And I was like, it's just literally my perspective. And so I was like, I need to abound in Thanksgiving because that's always the answer.
Yes.
It's what the Israelites never did. And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they never abounded in Thanksgiving for what they had.
Yeah.
So that they could reach the promised land. So we're not to be like the Israelites because we have entered into his rest. So all we have to do is abound in Thanksgiving for what we have. So I'm just like, wow, like, I'm so grateful that I have my two kids.
Yeah.
Like, that I get to be a mom, that I get to take care of them, and, like, how much I love them. And it just, it's like the perspective shift changes everything. So, like,
yeah.
my everyday life is just so different. Our marriage is different. Like, we used to fight all the time. It was horrible. Not like that anymore. If we have a disagreement, it's like, truth is the elephant in the room.
Ooh.
And it's like, which one of us is gonna address truth here? And so, like, we like cannot sit in like nasty fights anymore. We're like, no, like, and we're able to just see truth so clearly.
Yeah.
And turn. So
yeah
I don't know, am I describing this well?
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's just good.
Yeah.
What's life like for you in the spirit?
Good.
Yeah.
It's people fine.
People ask you all the time.
I know.
How are you really?
And I'm like, I'm fine.
Like, she's actually fine.
And I'm sure, like, we will go into more details.
Yes.
About
everything you've been
everything,
through.
Everything, yeah. But, like, for overview, like, death is a part of my story for sure. And, like, I swear, God's timing is perfect. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
it all encapsulated in such a beautiful, I don't even know. Like, yeah. me getting free.
At the right time.
At the right time.
The Lord taking care of you.
Yeah. So, I know someone asked me the other day, how am I doing? And I was like, I'm really fine. And they're like, no, how really, like, mentally, like,
yeah.
you good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good, because yeah. my source, and this is crazy, like, my source is not in people. Like, my source mm-hmm. of life, my source of joy is not based on people anymore. And and so I'm thankful for people, but, like, they're not my source of life. And so now it's, like, I know who I am and I know what I have. And because he lives in me, I have everything that I need.
Yep. Abundance.
Yeah. I'm never in lack.
Yeah.
For sure. But other than that, when people ask me, I'm like, I'm fine. I don't allow my experiences to waver me.
Yeah, I always say, like, and I will only conceive with what my father says about me.
Yes.
As in, when you eat a fruit, a seed goes into your body, and, you know, or like a fruit, you know, seed goes into the ground, and it is either going to produce life or death. Like, you know, if you're eating a lie or the truth. And so I'm always like, I refuse to conceive with, as in, like, allow a seed to take a root that is anything other than what God says about me. And it allows me to live in freedom. And it's not based off of anything that I've done or how I'm doing in my life or what my performance is like. Mm-hmm. Because it's literally, I'm just receiving the gift.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah.
It's just, like, reading what's in the Bible and what he says about me. And that is all that I will believe. I refuse.
Yes.
To believe anything else, like, to let my life circumstances or what other people say or my own opinions of myself, literally nothing.
Yeah.
Only what he says.
That's good.
And we are new people. Like, we are new.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Savannah's been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Getting them calls.
Yeah. Yep. We have watched each other.
Yeah. And so, it's beautiful. It really is. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And, like, it honestly, it's my greatest treasure to have. Because I'm like, I know God is real.
Yes. Yes. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, our testimony being Jesus and mine. Like, us together. And not only our testimony of when we got saved, or even our death to life testimony of when we got free, but the testimony of our day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Like, I overcome in my day-to-day life because of the blood of the Lamb and the word. Like, the words that I'm speaking, I just speak in agreement with what has been done and accomplished for me. And that's how we live. Like, that's how we overcome.
So good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
And now we are starting this podcast.
Yes.
Which is so exciting. So we are going to be talking about topics.
Yes.
So we have written some, like, anger, feelings, politics, self-image, selfishness, pride, lust, the Enneagram.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Church, singleness, dating, marriage, motherhood, you name it. Like, what that stuff looked like in our lives in the old way, and what it looks like in our lives in the spirit.
No, that's good.
All we talk about is stuff like this, so that's why we started this podcast, because literally, we get together, we'll talk about some stuff, and then it's like, okay, so let's talk about let's talk about freedom from sin, life in the spirit, the Bible. Yes. Like, that's what we, like, that is, it's our life.
It is.
And so, now you guys get to listen, too, so congrats.
Congratulations.
Thanks for being here. This was obviously just kind of like an introductory episode.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Leave us a review, you know, why not?
Oh, yeah.
5-star review. You can email us.
Yes.
At newlymishandsav@gmail.com. I will have it in the show notes. Wow. So professional.
You can also follow us on Instagram.
Yep. We have an Instagram account at @mishandsav.
Yes.
Is anyone even here? Let us know. Would be great to hear.
Yes.
But that is all for now.
All right. Peace and blessings. Thank you.